Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going, catch-uppers? Hope you're all caught up on the millions of episodes that we've already done.
Well, they're not completely caught up because they've still got this one to go.
You're so right. You are so right. In about half an hour's time, you will be so caught up. Got me feeling it. Caught up. I'm
losing control. Oh, I just didn't know if you knew the lyrics or not.
Catch-up's got a hood on me.
Hey, oh.
Okay, stop now.
Oh, it's one of my favorite Usher songs of all time.
Usher. Why are you so Usher?
Because his name's not Usher. Did you know that?
What is it? Usher.
It is. No, that's how
what
he says
mean?
It. It's not Usher.
What is it?
Usher. That's how he says it. Have you not when heard him
being
on
stage? Racist.
Nothing to do
You're
with the accent.
Trying to take off American accents. Not cool. Hey, thanks for downloading the catch up today. We have
baby.
A bunch of interviews on today. We get a doctor on to talk about plastic surgery.
Fully sick, bro.
Yeah, we do have a fully sick bro on as well. Tahir got booted out of I'm a Celebrity last night.
You might know him from Fat Pizza, where he literally made the term fully sick famous.
Made the what?
The term.
Usher. And I have to reveal something to my boyfriend that I thought, hey, I'm just going to do this on the radio because then he can't get mad at me.
We should probably tell him together if you know what I mean.
Oh,
Usher.
Gav, if you're listening, he's been a creep again.
Oh, I'm talking about Usher. Oh, there you go.
Oh, God, I choked on myself. That means it's time to go. Enjoy the catch up. One more time.
Usher.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Another one bites the dust over in the South African jungle for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And last night, the latest to go home was Tahir, and he joins us now. Morning, Tahir.
Hello, Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God, why did it have to be me for? I had so much more weight to lose.
It's not the biggest loser, buddy. What's going on?
I mean, I feel like that's why a lot of you do sign up. Did that have a little bit of part to play in your decision to go on the show?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, who would have thought just eating small amounts of rice and beans all day and not eating anything else, you lose weight? I had no idea.
I'm not going to lie. I've applied for Survivor 3 times, and that's the sole reason, just to get super skinny. So I feel you. I know where you're coming from.
Guess what? My first meal when I left the camp, I ordered rice and beans.
Are you kidding me? Why? Are you falling in love with
I
your captor?
I thought it'd be funny. No, I thought it'd be funny. Exactly. It was that Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it'd be really funny if I ate rice and beans on the way out. Like, but as I was eating it, wasn't funny at all.
Yeah.
To me.
I know. I'm not going to lie. I would have gone straight for the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, exactly. It was a stupid mistake.
I thought after rice and beans, you'd be going straight for the bathroom. Like it. Hey,
no, my body was using everything.
Hey, I hear there's a leopard out the front of where you are talking right now. I had a dream last night a bear was chasing me. That's not a joke. The leopard's not chasing you, is it?
No, like, there's a leopard like walking around here somewhere. I'm not sure what's going on. And people, we're actually really in the jungle. People think it's some sort of settler camp, but you actually sleep out there in the jungle with all the animals making noises and then get up and eat a small cup of oats. When I say cup, like I'm talking about a quarter of it.
Oof.
And then you starve till lunch and then you chat away.
Wow.
Does not sound like fun.
And then you have similar discussions like every day. I'll tell you the topics. We talk about what do you think, what time do you think it is and what would you love to eat if you'd like to have dinner right now. And then we talk about what's going to happen to the show next. And then we talk about bowel movements. That's it.
So fair to say you've gotten to know each other really well if you're talking about your bowel movements with each other?
Absolutely. We just talk openly. Did you go today? How many days has it been since you've gone? 3 days? I've been 4. Like, you know, oh, it's only a little. That's the sort of conversation we have, which doesn't make it on air.
That's crazy because that's what Josiah and I speak about on our show all the time. Just, you know, like, hey, Jay, good morning. Happy Thursday. When was the last time you went?
Yeah,
it's good year.
The difference is I'd prefer to talk about it with Ellie than Jackie Lambie.
Oh, yeah. That was really weird too. Like, you know, there's no knock on the toilet door. You just enter and, you know, there's no male or female. It's the way it is. And guess what? Wood chips and coal, unbelievable in the toilet. No smell whatsoever.
Hey, is there anyone in the jungle you're happy you won't have to see again, or did you get on with everyone?
Look, I pretty much got on with everybody. I was trying to make an effort with you know, going around. I made some good close friends. I did my best with the male model, Justin. So I could only go so much into his world, but what do? You can't win them all.
Yeah, right. I want to just circle back to the leopard thing for a second, because I was just in South Africa and I went on safari in a game reserve, and we weren't allowed out of our vehicles without two people accompanying us with rifles. If you're just like camping out in the jungle, is there anyone with a rifle just around just in case that leopard enters your camp zone?
Well, look, I wasn't sure about that, but I chose my bed strategically. my bed was right in the middle. Did you notice? Like, I don't know if you noticed, but it was right in the center. So my theory was if an animal was going to turn up and attack, it was going to get somebody else first. And then by the time it got to me, hopefully it would be full. And then I could sort of get away.
And you're too skinny now anyway, so you wouldn't have been good meat, right?
I'm like a snack now. Like, you know, I was an entree before, but a snack.
Hey, Tahir, before you go, there's one thing I need as a massive fan of yours from all your work in TV and comedy as well. Are you able to just say the line, fully sick, for the Josiah and Ellie show?
Josiah and Ellie, oh my God, like, fully sick, hit 96.9. I should have gone, like, oh my God.
Yes, that is going on all of our openers and everything.
You made my day. That is unbelievable.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tahir. Of course, catch I'm a Celebrity on Win. Thank you for joining us, and go eat that cheeseburger, my friend.
Lele, oh my God.
See you, brother.
Cheers, guys.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight last night was on. Wow, what an episode it was. They finally all got together around the dinner table.
Yeah, the dinner party is always the best episodes. That's where you see who's crazy.
It's because all the guys get to see the girls they missed out on and vice versa. And so they're like, damn, I don't look at her.
Oh, I will put good money on the fact that there is going to be wife swapping this season. Oh, apparently, I'll put $100 on it.
Apparently there is a couple of couples that do end up swapping. But there was one moment in particular that I want to talk about this morning. And that was Jessica. She's the hot blonde girl. Pretty. Mm-hmm. She's quite pretty.
Yeah.
Let's give her, she's probably one of the prettiest girls on the series. But
there's a lot of pretty girls on the series.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bald guy, I don't know his name, doesn't deserve it because he's an absolute a-hole. I can't stand him.
Very arrogant.
Very arrogant. He called her dumb or something when she walked into the room.
She reckons she overheard him saying that they were fake as a couple and that she was fake.
Anyway, her husband, Mick, didn't back her up, so she pulls Mick aside and absolutely lost it at him because he didn't back her up. And you know what? She's got a bit of a point because as a husband, he probably should. There was one moment in her tirade at Mick which got my attention, and that is when she said this to him.
Can you give me the context in which I said
all right, should I draw like a diagram of where we were?
Diagram.
Not the same thing. Jess, not the same thing at all.
She thinks a diaphragm is a diagram. For those that don't know what a diaphragm is.
No, we don't need to go into it.
Don't need to say what it is.
Nope, but it's not the same thing. We'll leave it at that.
She meant diagram, and that's what I want to talk about this morning, 13, 12, 16. When have you said the wrong word, or when have you thought something is what it's not?
Yeah, whether it's mispronouncing, whether it's getting a saying wrong, whether it's just, what's that thing, a Freudian slip when something just comes out of your mouth and you don't mean it, but it's actually what you're thinking.
Well, we dedicate a segment to it every Friday called Screw It Fridays, where it's essentially me doing that all week. Because I am famous for it. When I was a kid, I couldn't say towel. I have to think about it when I say now towel. Pass me a towel.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to have speech problems when I was a kid. I haven't
still
even
do.
Yeah, you're not far from the truth. I always used to call a towel tower.
Really?
Yeah. Can I have another tower, please?
Cute.
Still say the same thing now, except I say it to my roommate Morgan and said, hey, Morgs, can you pass me the tower again? She's already there waiting with it.
Ew, that's gross. What do you guys get up to at home?
Doesn't matter.
Something else you get wrong is?
Flamingo. Oh, flamingo. Flamingo. Hey, so what's the actual word?
Flamingo.
Mingo.
Yes.
Got to keep thinking Ming. Mingo.
Think of the Ming always. All right, 13, 12, 16. What do you get wrong? Hey, we're talking right now about mispronouncing words or phrases or just getting it wrong, basically. We all do it. I had a friend who, until she was about 16, thought that the phrase was World War II.
War War.
Yeah.
Good from her.
Yeah. Finally picked her up on it and she's like, what? My mum calls it World War II. It's what?
It's a generational thing.
Yeah, the mum, but the mum's old.
Stupidity runs in their genes. Well, tell your friend that one. Jessica, I Married at First Sight last night. She said diaphragm instead of diagram. She thinks they're the same thing. Uh-uh, they aren't.
Just a slip of the tongue. Gets the best of us. Hey, James from Echuca, have you gotten a word wrong?
I reckon until I was probably my mid-teens, I didn't know how to say vegetable.
which is pretty basic.
It is very basic.
Vegetable, was that the go-to?
It was vegetable.
Oh, vegetable.
Because when I was younger, obviously I couldn't do the tea because I guess I didn't have teeth or whatever. But then mum and dad just as like slang started calling them vegetables anyway. And then just, I just grew up with that as the normal word.
You know what? As a little insult to the English language, it's one of the toughest languages in the world. So vegetable kind of makes more sense than the full word itself.
And I suppose if you say it really quickly, you can't really hear the difference. Vegetable. Would you like some vegetables for dinner? Oh, actually, that's what I thought.
You know, everyone just thought that I was mumbling through like, you know, my teens and stuff. And then I got asked to write it down. I was just like, oh, no, it's always, you know, it's a silent T or whatever. And yeah, apparently not the case.
Silent T.
There is a lot in common between James and I.
Oh, I love that your go-to is the fact that it's a silent letter, not that you're wrong. Of course it's a silent letter. It's like gnome, you know?
Exact same.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for your call, James.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There's something that's been eating me up inside for the last 4 or 5 days. Over the weekend, I went out and may have lost the birthday present that my boyfriend Gav gave to me.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's this really expensive pair of Ray-Ban sunnies.
Yeah.
Which I've never had before. I've never had expensive sunnies because I knew something like this would happen. But he bought them for me. He's like, I've got faith in you. You're going to be fine.
We got the group message Sunday morning from Ellie. Hey, guys, has anybody seen my Ray-Bans? Nah, we haven't.
I've been feeling sick about it ever since. I've decided the time has come that I need to tell Gav. So I'm going to give him a call now and I'm going to use my cute voice because he can't be mad at me.
Is he get grumpy? Do you think? Yeah, how do you think he'll react?
I reckon he's going to get grumpy.
Can I say something?
No, I think you need to stay out and stay quiet. Stay quiet because then he'll feel the pressures more. Okay, so you stay out of it. Here we go. I'm going to give him a call now.
Hello.
Hey, babe, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. So I got something to tell you, and I've been trying to tell you for like a few days, but I didn't really know how because I thought you'd get mad. So I thought I'm gonna do it on the radio, so you don't get mad.
Great idea.
So you know how I went out in Melbourne over the weekend? I had some beers.
Yes.
Well, I may have lost something that you gave me for my birthday.
Well, what would that have been?
I might have lost the expensive sunnies that you bought me.
Oh.
You're laughing. That's a good sign.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much the king of losing those sunglasses.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought. You've lost, what, like 6 or something in 1 year?
Oh, 7.
Yeah. 7. Okay. Okay. So, okay. Wow, this has gone better than I thought. So
this is why you don't actually have expensive ones.
I know. That's why I always get Bali ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can plan a Bali trip soon.
So you're not going to buy me more expensive ones?
Definitely not.
We've
learned our lesson.
Gav. That's not very fair. Well, thank you for being okay about it. I'm guessing that you'll probably call me off air now and yell at me.
Oh, don't tell everyone that.
Okay, thanks, babe. I love you. I promise I'll find them. I'm sure they'll turn up.
Okay.
Bye, babe.
That went better than we thought. Hey, Gav, if you're still there.
He's gone. He's gone.
Has he been smoking the old truff?
What do you mean?
Far out.
He sounded like he was a bit. He's tired. He's just woken up.
I don't know about that one. You got away with murder.
Oh, my God.
Then.
I got to lose stuff more often.
I'll be asking for my $300 back. My goodness.
Yeah, sweet. I'm cool. All right. If anyone's got any Ray-Ban sunnies they want to send me, then go for it. I might lose them. But, hey, apparently my boyfriend's okay with it, so it's fun.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, around this time yesterday, you and I interviewed Dermot Brereton.
We did. A lovely guy, great footballer, and even better bloke.
Yeah, yeah. And during that chat, something went down. You just revealed something about yourself that I didn't actually know. And ever since, I've done a bit of investigating. So I just want to collated together a few of the things that you said yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Collated's a big word. Hey, Dermot, there's something you and I are very similar at. You won Clio Bachelor of the Year in 1990. There's something I haven't actually revealed on this show before. And that is I didn't win, but I came fourth in 2013.
So, equal fourth with 50 other people.
I mean.
Because they don't tell you who comes fourth.
Still counts.
How many chicks were after you when you did Claire Bachelor of the Year?
Heaps. It was like a Chinese fishing pond. I was swimming in this pond and they were just throwing their rods in. And I was like, which bachelor do you want? That's what it was like at the party. It was unbelievable. Don't Google Josiah Cleo Bachelor of the Year today. Whatever you do at work today, don't do it.
You know everyone's doing it right now. So, Josiah, what do you think I did when I got home from work yesterday?
I mean...
Take this slit of paper.
Oh, come on. What is this?
I Googled you. I Googled Josiah Sharla 2013 Cleo Bachelor of the Year and I found an interesting little article about you.
Some things that happened in my past are probably best left there.
Nah, because 23-year-old you in 2013 sounded like a bit of fun. So what I found is a little questionnaire you had to do for Cleo Bachelor of the Year. And I've printed it out, what you wrote.
I can't remember any of my answers. Okay. I couldn't even remember a thing you did for me.
I've just given you what you've written. And let's do a live version. So I'd like you to read out word for word what your answers were back in 2013.
I was 23 years old back then.
Doesn't matter.
Very different guy.
Doesn't matter. Okay, question number one.
Stitch up.
The fictional character that's most like me is ... Josiah has said.
I'm not reading this out.
Yes, you are.
Tarzan, because I dress like him. Ask my friends. Swinging through trees is for me. I have the photos.
Where are the photos, buddy?
I don't know. What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I need to see them ASAP. Okay, question number two. What would be your idea of a perfect date?
Oh, this sounds good.
Yeah.
I said a beach date with somebody special. Oh, here we go. Either surfing or snorkeling, then heading off somewhere classy for dinner and a bottle of wine.
I've never seen you drink wine. What are you talking about? All right. Have you ever been totally disastrous on a date?
My answer was, can I do it in my old voice when I was 23?
Yeah, go for it. Thankfully.
Thankfully, I've never yet had a disastrous date. However, if I did, it'd probably be being eaten by a shark while snorkeling or surfing on my perfect date.
He's got the gags, guys. He's got the gags. This would have gotten my vote, 100%.
Good tying, guys.
Okay, when I heard I'd made the top 50, I ...
Thought maybe it's time for me to get married.
Oh, good gag again. Good gag.
No, really, very surprised.
And finally, this is the part that was my favourite, the best part of this whole questionnaire. Josiah Sharla, what's your secret turn on?
Oh, what did I write this for? This is actually quite nice. Being greeted by a beautiful smile.
Oh, God.
From that special someone.
Lame. No wonder you didn't win, buddy.
I love the old me. Hey, I came tied fourth for a reason.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yeah, a lot of stuff needs to be brought up on air rather than off air because I feel like I have the power of the mic.
I say a lot of things, not all for the radio.
Yeah.
Some things are between you and I.
Yeah. So the other day we were in the office. In fact, yesterday we were in the office and you were talking about how you're doing. You're playing football this year. When I say football, I mean soccer. And you've started training. And who are you playing for again?
Shep United. Shout out to the boys. Shout out to the club. Represent. Shep United. Shep present.
And you just offhandedly said, so all the boys at the club, they shave their legs.
I mean, not all. Well, but it's a big, but a lot do, yeah.
You're like, most of them are shaving their legs, so I think I might start shaving. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Are you Cadell Evans? What's happening here?
No, hang on. Let me defend myself. Not just the boys at the club.
Yeah.
A lot of my mates in town do as well.
What?
I've noticed it. Everyone has shaved legs.
I'm all for you doing you, gender equality, whatevs, but dudes, don't shave your legs.
I mean, I never have. That's the thing. I've played football pretty well my whole life.
Yeah.
Been to the gym my whole life. I've been an elite athlete my whole life.
Oh, elite.
Right. I've never had to shave my legs.
Hold on, you didn't finish that sentence. I've been an elite athlete all my life. I've been a liar. You just need to tack that on the end.
But I've never had to actually shave my legs. Now I think the time may come. There's a bit of peer pressure involved as well.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you doing it just to fit in or are you doing it because you think it'll be more aerodynamic for you?
Exactly right. Well, they're all onto something. They've been doing this for a while. I mean, I have as well in Sydney, but never have I ever thought about it because none of my friends have. No one has. Maybe it's a thing in Chet. I don't know.
It's not something that, like, soccer's not a sport that you need it for. I will accept maybe if you are a top level professional, like Olympic swimmer or cyclist. I'll accept that. Anything else? No.
Oh, no. Straight up, if you've got an injury and require strapping, straight up you need to shave your legs because that will hurt. I have had that years ago in the past and ripped off half my leg hair and it is painful.
Yeah.
However, I'm not often a sheep, but in this case, I think this leg hair, this hairy Albanian legs, and let's be honest, from the waist down, I am one hairy boy. They're going to come off soon.
Well, my ex-boyfriend used to do it. He'd shave his legs, he'd shave his arms, and he'd shave his chest. And I hated it. I made him stop doing it while we were together. I've noticed since we broke up, he started doing it again. But it was awful because, like, especially the chest, you go to, like, lean on the chest and spikes just get in your face because it gets spiky after 1 hour.
Depends on your girl. Like, some girls love a hairy chest and others prefer it to be clean cut.
Or just be like my boyfriend, Gav. He's only got like 3 chest hairs. It's so cute.
Is that it? Look at my hairy tuft.
No, put that away. It's kind of hot, isn't it?
Girls think it's sexy.
No, it's not. All right, we want to talk about this morning, GV. Have you say 13, 12, 16. Is men shaving legs okay? Are you a man who shaves his legs?
Should I do it? Back me up. Is it okay for a guy to do it? And why do you do it? Are we missing the mark on something here?
Yeah. Are you a woman? Maybe your partner does it. You hate it. You love it. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We've had someone call through to give their 2 cents, and that is our favourite caller, Mario from Shep. Morning, Mario.
Good morning, my friends. How is you?
It's been a couple of weeks, Mario. We've missed you.
Yeah, mate, I've been busy, mate. I can't just be at your beck and call, you know.
Do you know what? When we decided to talk about this on the show today, I had one dream, and that was that Mario would call in because I knew you'd be perfect for this, and lo and behold, you've called in.
13, 12, 16, we are talking shaving your legs. Mario from Shep, I reckon I can guess what you do, but tell us, is it okay?
Mate, it's a bit of a sensitive area, okay? You know why?
Why's that?
From all the razor burn, mate, you got to shave them pegs, bro.
So do you wax or shave? Do you literally use a razor or what?
Yeah, mate, I've done some shaving, but it's the 21st century, mate. You've got to wax, bro.
Really?
So how often do you wax?
Well, mate, I'm pretty hairy European man, pretty perfect specimen, so I've got to do it every 3 or 4 days, no?
Every 3 or 4 days, that is way. We know you lift weights in the gym, so you're an athlete already. But do you play any sports as well, Mario?
Yeah, mate, I used to represent Italy in the World Cup, mate.
Oh, come on.
In the Italia, the old PlayStation, mate.
Oh, so you would shave or wax your legs for when you were playing for Italy on the PlayStation?
Yeah, mate, nothing feels more silky smooth than smooth skin on your track pants.
Well, you know what? I'm going to find out very soon because before Saturday's game, I'm going to shave my legs.
I can't get over. Shave your chest and your back. It's beautiful, mate.
I can't get over shaving your legs to play PlayStation.
You slide between the sheets, Ellie. You love it, eh?
I know. I mean, I shave my legs. I know what it feels like, but not to play PlayStation.
So you're saying I'll be more aerodynamic when I sleep at night? I'm interested to find out.
And nothing will stick to your body, I tell you that much, mate.
Oh, Mario, as always, thank you for getting in touch and brightening up our morning. Have you got a wax booked for today? Do you wax yourself just quickly or do you get someone to wax you?
Believe it or not, I'm on the table right now, Ellie.
It's a visual.
Can you pull off a wax strip and show us how tough you are?
Man, I'm just a marsh. I can't even feel it no more.
Mario, you're the best. Never change, my friend. Thank you for calling.
It is your pleasure, okay?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Reports have come out that apparently you can claim plastic surgery on Medicare, and this made my ears prick up because I'm like, I could do with a bit of plastic surgery. New nose, maybe.
What else would you get?
I don't know, maybe like Botox.
What else?
I don't know.
Do you want me to tell you what you need?
Oh, no, that's okay. Then we'll save that for another time. We thought we'd get an expert on to talk to us about it. So please welcome to the show TV's Dr. Zach Turner from Today Extra. Morning, Dr. Zach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Morning, Zach. First of all, just to clear the air, Ellie actually doesn't need anything. She's perfect just the way she is, just in case you wanted to paint a visual of Ellie.
So many people were about to call and abuse you, Josiah.
That's perfect. I guess we should start off by saying that this is a safe space. So if we do call out any issues from anyone, then it's a safe space, apparently.
Okay. So. Yeah. That's what our show generally is. Don't you worry, Dr. Zach. So what's the deal with this? Can anyone just decide that they want a boob job and go in and get it done for pretty much free of charge?
Well, certainly anyone can just decide that they can have surgery, but they definitely can't go and get it free of charge or on Medicare. So Medicare is there to sort of help the population with issues and problems that normally, if they've got issues for now, or could become greater health issues or greater costs in the future. So certainly some people definitely do qualify for things like a nose job or things like a breast augmentation or sort of a boob job or different types of surgery. But this is often based on either a loss of weight or is it actually inhibiting their other life in some way.
So I need to prove if I want to get boobs put on that something is causing that. Or say I need a breast reduction that my back's sore. You need to prove that for them to then be able to claim it on Medicare.
Totally. So if you've got large breasts, I guess, but this is also done on a case-by-case basis because everyone's a different size in terms of their height and their weight, and some person's breasts may not be an issue for another person. And in fact, some people like a lot bigger size or might have back troubles and other things. And so often they'll do things like a breast reduction if you've got ongoing back pain or you've got sort of in the further down the line in the alphabet for boob sizes, and it's becoming an issue and you're getting back pain or even for some patients, especially getting older in age, they can become so large that you get sort of the skin folds beneath the breast and they actually become excoriated. Wow. You can get fungal growth and all sorts of delicious, wonderful things.
Beautiful. Ooh. Just like my toes.
Yeah.
Dr. Zach, say I want a new nose. It cost me $25,000. That's how much it is for a new nose. They say, unless medically you need it. I ask Ellie to punch me in the nose. All of a sudden, I could probably claim it because I've got an injury. Is that how it could work?
Look, potentially. I mean, it depends on the kind of the hook that Ellie's got. If it's a decent hook, I mean, why stop? No, we won't.
I don't want to brag, but I do have 45. I'm pretty fit.
We're going to go down there. No, so a lot of people have a lot of trouble breathing while they're sleeping, and there's a lot of trouble with sleep apnea and trouble with breathing through your nose can cause to mouth breathing, which then can cause you to increase your sleep apnea, which causes you to have worse sleep and increases your cortisol levels over time, which then can cause a whole lot of downstream effects. And so a lot of people, when we go and say, oh, look, you can get a nose job on Medicare, well, often what happens is you're actually getting a rhinoplasty or you're getting a tunneling out inside your nose. And then at the same time, because they've got everything kind of lifted back, and nose surgeries are pretty intense, so it's kind of a bit of a scary thing when you go into it, but they can often correct a few things at the same time. Or you might be able to add that on at the same time. It depends on your surgeon, but certainly there's a lot of people out there who have played sport and have had broken noses and now have got septum deviations and things where they can't breathe properly. And obviously breathing is really important to sustaining life. So we want to promote life, and if you have to get a nose surgery out of that. But the long-term complications of having sleep apnea and the becoming overweight and then the cardiovascular problems and all those issues are, in fact, going to be a lot more expensive. And so once again, this is one of those things that Medicare are often happy to look at, because helping someone out in their earlier years will mean that they'll have less complications and less costs later on, potentially.
What about something like scarring? Like, I've got a bunch of scars over me because I fell off a scooter a couple of years ago. Could I claim them? You know, it is technically cosmetic, but it was caused from an injury.
Yeah, so, I mean, the scars, and especially from trauma and things, and so people that got scars from burns and other reasons, once again, it's on a case-by-case basis, but we are in the medical field and want to give patients a great outcome if they've had injuries, and certainly if injuries are on really obvious areas of your face, or if you've got things that are inhibiting your work and it's affecting your mental health and your self-esteem, those sorts of things are really important. And once again, helping out with a scar and doing some things with a scar, if another surgery is going to be helpful, because some people who just have scars they just keloid. And so the issue being is that if we then go into another surgery, the chances is that they might have the same sort of scar again. But certainly with people like, we say, big bellies and things like that, and the massive guts, and then after they've lost a whole lot of weight, and you've got sort of massive skin folds and things like that, that can actually become a real health issue, because you kind of grow things. I mean, humans, we grow lots of things, and people that have lost a lot of weight have lots of excess skin, and you kind of go, oh, and it's actually kind of called an apron. But for people that have, and good on them, they've lost a lot of weight to make themselves a lot healthier and to live longer. But I mean, if they were to jump off the side of a cliff, they would probably fly to one of those. I didn't mean to suggest they should jump
wings,
off.
Bingo wings.
They have kind of wings, and you do, and you get these larger wings. And wow. So that's really depressing for people who have gone and lost a lot of weight.
No, that sounds like fun if you can fly. Wings. Yeah, I still can't be able to fly.
I still can't get over the fact larger people get fungi in between their folds.
they definitely do. And having been, I was a nurse before I was a doctor, so. Certainly that back in the day, there were some very interesting patients that had all sorts of fungally things underneath all sorts of folds. So we'll leave that alone.
Wow. All right. Well, it's interesting stuff. Wow. So make sure you look into it if you're considering plastic surgery for medical reasons.
Yes, please.
Get around it. It may be a lot cheaper than you think. Dr. Zach Turner, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, what a storm that was. The dust that came through that was unbelievable. I was at football training last night and it came over and absolutely smashed us. Where were you when you got pumped by the storm?
Okay, that's what you said when you came in this morning. And I was like, what are you talking about? There wasn't any storm last night.
You're an idiot. 28,000 lightning strikes across Victoria. Over 50,000 homes without power.
Yeah.
And Ellie was like, what storm?
Literally. And I still don't believe it, even though the news is telling me, yes, that we got lashed by storms
last
night.
Okay, where were you at? Okay, training started at 6:30. Would have been roughly 7-ish last night is when it hit the Shepparton region.
Yeah.
Parts of it may have been on the outskirts. I don't know if anyone up in the Murray Valley got hit as hard by it. It came from the west and kind of went southwest down through Shep down to Melbourne City. Where were you, Ellie?
I was at home in my living room, which is surrounded by windows that were all open, and I didn't notice it. I noticed How? That it was about to start raining, so I ran out and got my washing off the line and brought that in. But then I just thought it was a light drizzle.
Did you get much rain at all? Because where you live is within about 100 metres of where I train. So I'm telling you, that 100 metres got absolutely spanked.
Yeah, because you said this morning, I was like, maybe it just didn't hit my house, didn't hit my area. And you're like, I was training at your house. And I was like, what? No, you weren't. What do you mean? In my driveway.
Mia and I were in the other living room just playing a bit of football together.
Just doing burpees in the backyard.
No, I just don't understand how when we got a windstorm, a dust storm,
yeah,
and the lightning and the rain that we got last night, how you couldn't see it. I get it for example, I'm at the other end of town to you, 10-minute drive down Kyala Lakes, right?
Yeah.
We got the outskirts of it, but that is a big distance, you know what I mean, from each other. Whereas you and I were within 100-meter radius and you were so much in your own world you didn't even see it?
No. Well, we've talked about this on the show before. I'm really not very observant of things going on around me.
It's true.
Like, I've lived here for a year now and I'll still go down Wyndham Street and see something every day that I haven't seen before. And I'm like, oh, when did that get there? And you're like, it's been there this whole time.
You point things out and I'm like, Ellie, did you see that? No. What? I was like, did you not just see that guy roll that car in front of us? Do you see that drug deal just go down? No. What? What do you mean? They just shook hands. No, that was a drug deal going down.
Do you know what goes on in my head? It's a busy place. I don't have time.
Well, come here. Sit down on Uncle Josiah's lap. Tell me what goes on in Ellie's mind. It's a complicating thing.
That's why I have this show. That's why we need 3 hours for this show every day for me to just get my thoughts out and just explain.
Hey, if anyone is affected by the storm, though, thoughts are out to you. Hopefully you got your power back, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and if it was bad for you, then just come to my place because there was nothing there, I promise you.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.